The grim task of looking for answers after a mass shooting is underway once again. Reporters and investigators are now digging into the life and background of Esteban Santiago. He's suspected of opening fire at Fort Lauderdale International Airport, killing five people and injuring at least six others. Santiago is 26 years old, a veteran of the Iraq War, who's been living in Anchorage, Alaska. He'd apparently sought help for mental health problems both after returning from war and as recently as a few weeks ago. And that was all before Santiago allegedly flew to Florida from Alaska with a handgun checked in his luggage and at the Fort Lauderdale airport, went into the bathroom, loaded that gun, and came out firing in the baggage claim area. Santiago is in court today for the first time, at least in this case. David Ovalle has been covering the story for the Miami Herald. David, welcome.
Hi.
What happens in court today with Esteban Santiago?
Well, today Esteban will make his first appearance in federal court. I don't think a whole lot will happen. Usually it's a pretty perfunctory court hearing. He's going to be remanded. He's not going to be allowed out on bond because of the gravity of the charges he's facing, which he could face up to the death penalty if he's convicted.
What do we know about his mental condition, both going back to his return from the war and maybe more importantly for this case, right around the time of the crime?
Well, from everything we've been able to ascertain, it seems like his condition had just deteriorated. He had been involved in some domestic strife living in Anchorage. His family members have said he was just not right after returning back from the war. And then more importantly, a couple months ago, he had walked into the FBI field office in Anchorage, Alaska, and told agents that that voices in his head and the government were forcing him to watch ISIS videos. He, sought some sort of treatment and was treated for a few days, but ultimately was released fine and still under investigation. And to everyone's mystery, he decided to pick Fort Lauderdale to come and open fire.
So talking to the FBI about watching ISIS videos is going to raise their ears up really fast. Do they have any indication of whether that has any connection to any organized terrorism or whether it was just a delusion on his part?
Our sources have told us that they have scoured his background, scoured social media, scoured his electronic devices, and have not been able to find any sort of nexus to any organized groups, to him radicalizing himself, anything like that. I think at this point they're leaning toward him just being a very mentally disturbed person who was having delusions. And that's not uncommon, and unfortunately it manifested itself in this horrific way.
And what are the questions now about Santiago being able to fly with a weapon? I mean, checking a gun in checked baggage is very common in this country. Lots of hunters and other people do it. But Esteban Santiago was a person who had had weapons confiscated from him in the not-too-distant past.
Well, there's so many gun issues that are raised by this tragedy. But, really, there was no court that adjudicated him in Alaska as being mentally ill. So there was no real mechanism for him to have his gun taken away or to have to really withhold his gun. And investigators do believe it was the same gun that was initially taken by the feds and by the police in Alaska for a few days before it was returned to him later. And then, of course, he did the airport shooting a couple months after that. So, but there's just no mechanism right now. And politically, I imagine it's very, very difficult to try to establish that in the current political environment.
And David Ovalle, investigators and reporters have also been going back to Santiago's family, who've been talking a little bit about his condition, maybe even his deterioration after the war. What are they saying?
Well, I think everyone seems to agree that he just wasn't right after the war. And at least one family member told us that he had sought the treatment after walking into the FBI office, but he didn't really get any follow-up. So, and I think there's going to be a lot of issues just about overall mental health treatment in this country. These, people hear voices and have delusions all the time. And while they don't always happen and finish in this sort of tragedy, it's an issue that it really has been on the forefront and should be on the forefront.
David Ovalle of the Miami Herald. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.